This is Joan Brown's Noel in the Kitchen. The little boy between the two dogs is about 2 years old, so Joan Brown probably painted her son, Noel, in the kitchen in 1964. The paint is applied heavily. Notice that the red cabinet door between the boy and the sitting dog is so thickly painted that it is actually in front of the dog, not behind it as it should be. Curator Janet Bishop.
This work represents to some extent the culmination of the first mature period of Joan Brown's work. She began painting figuratively under the instruction of Elmer Bischoff at the San Francisco Art Institute and became distinguished early in her career for her extremely loose and vital use of paint.
Look at the dog's front legs at the left edge of the painting. And notice the rhythms Joan Brown paints. The red legs of the little boy, the front legs of the seated dog, the vertical line at the right of the cabinet extending up all the way to the top edge, but broken by the pile of pans about to fall off the drainboard.
I think one of the strong elements about this piece is the repetition of colors, the repetition of design elements like the checkered floor, the dots on the child's shirt are repeated on one of the cups on top of a stack of plates on the countertop. Dots are also used on the collar of the dog and to articulate his snout.
Noel in the Kitchen is a key painting in Joan Brown's career, one of the last to be painted so thickly, one of the first to confront a rigorous, orderly sense of composition.